Blog Talk Radio.
Your presence amazes me. Your glory surrounds me. When I walked in this room, I felt your hand upon me.
Everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters. And he that hath no money, come ye, buy and eat. Come buy wine and milk without money and without price. Wherefore do ye spend money for that which is not bread, and your labor for that which satisfieth not? Hearken diligently unto me, and eat ye that which is good, and let your soul delight thyself in fatness. Incline your ear and come unto me, hear, and your soul shall live. And I will make an everlasting covenant with you, even the sure mercies of David. Behold, I have given him a witness to the people, a leader and commander to the people. Behold, thou shalt call a nation that thou knowest not, and nations that knew not thee shall run unto thee because of the Lord thy God, and for the Holy One of Israel, for he hath glorified thee. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which it please, and it shall prosper in the thing to I sent it. For ye shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree. And it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. Father, we honor and we bless you for your word. For your word is truth and it shall not lie. Thank you for this time of intercession and meditation, of intimate, Lord God, drawing nigh into your presence. Touch each and every person, Lord God, under the sound of my voice. Minister unto them, Holy Spirit, as only you can. And God, I pray, God, that we open up ourselves to the move of your Spirit, oh God. Open up our hearts, open up our souls, our spirits, our minds, God. Allow ourselves to love on you like never before, and be loved by you like never before. This you have made, O God, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. We enjoy your glory, Father. Enjoy your presence, Holy One of Israel. We bask in the bounty that is you. Now we give unto thee blessings and honor, glory and majesty. And we thank you for that which you rain upon us on this day, on this evening, for this week that lies ahead. In Jesus' name, amen. We praise God for you on this evening. Thank you for joining us for this episode of Tehillah Worship. We pray that you enjoy what you hear, but not just what you hear in the form of the music that is played, but we pray that you enjoy what you hear as you encounter the Holy Spirit tonight. And may you be poured into, that you will be empowered for the week that lies ahead. I speak to every pastor that and every minister of the gospel that takes this time tonight to prepare for the word that is to be released in the weeks ahead. May you be a sponge soaking up the glory and the revelation of his word. May you be a vessel being poured into from God's throne. And may the word bless your soul richly. And to every servant and slave of God's righteousness, may you be poured into on this evening so that you may go out and witness, that you may go out and reflect his glory throughout this week. May you go out and empower somebody to draw nigh unto him. And let he that wins souls be wise. This is Tehillah Worship. And I would like to invite you to enter into his presence. Let us prepare for our time of meditation and soaking in his glory. Praise the Lord. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him an habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him.
Sure.
Amen. Amen. The word of God tonight comes from Matthew, the 20th chapter. And this was the word, the passage of the scripture that was used in worship today. And it reads at the 20th verse, "Then came to him the mother of Zebedee's children with her sons, worshiping him and desiring a certain thing of him. And he said unto her, What wilt thou?" I just want to pause for a minute, and I want to encourage all of the worshipers that are listening. I want to encourage you just to let you know that you don't worship. I know you don't worship because he will answer your prayer, or to make him rather, or get him answer you, to answer your prayers and to meet your needs and to bless you beyond and without measure. But you are a worshiper of the one because you know that's what he can and will do. I want to encourage us, each and every one of us, to not come before him seeking his hand, but to come before him seeking the glory of his face. I want to encourage and remind you that he is not a slot machine, but he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. He is the Eternal One, and he is worthy of our praise, worthy of our honor, worthy of our glory, worthy of exaltation. And it is of his good pleasure to do unto us what he wills. And so as a worshiper, the other beautiful thing about being a worshiper is that it gives us license and gives us audience with him. And so be a worshiper. To let worship just through you, ignite it into worship. And know that as you worship him, it takes you from this level to a higher level. And it would be wonderful. It is always wonderful to be in a place of worship and enter into his presence, knowing that there is something that you have need of. And the first thing that he says to you is, "What wilt thou? What would you like for me to do?" That is an awesome place of worship. That you worship him to the point that he asks you, "What can I do for you?" That's what he wants of us. To be the worshipers that move him to move on our behalf. To be the worshipers, to be the kind of worshipers that gets him to shift things in our favor, to open doors for us. Not to be the kind of spoiled children that say, "Me, me, me, I want, I want, I want." Because worship is not about us. Worship turns all of our attention to him. Worship glorifies and exalts him. Worship lifts him up, makes room for more for us. So worship blesses him so that he can bless us, and it provides that opportunity and that vehicle. And then I love this because it gives us the opportunity to see who he is. And so when he asks this mother, "What wilt thou?" She says, "Grant that these my two sons may sit, the one on thy right hand and the other on thy left in thy kingdom." And Jesus answered and said, "Know ye not what ye ask? Are ye able to drink of the cup that I shall drink of, and to be baptized in the baptism that I am baptized with?" And they say unto him, "We are able." Verse 23. And he saith unto them, "Ye shall drink indeed of my cup, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with. But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared of my Father." It is very important. It is very important, I believe, that we have the proper perspective of the kingdom of God and understand that even Jesus, who did not come to speak of himself, but to speak of everything wherewith his Father has given him, Jesus did not come to even take God's glory, but has come to give God all glory. Another thing we need to know is that God, who is eternal and the creator of all things, Elohim, Yehovah Elohim, the Lord God creator, created this kingdom, who determines who sits where and who lives where and who dwells where. It is he who determines. Jesus is just the one who has come to tell us, to teach us, reveal unto us the fullness of God's kingdom and fullness of God's glory. And so I like how Jesus said, seed is not mine to give, but it is created by God. And so this next song to me is befitting, because it is not about us, it is about him who sits on the throne, a place for each and every one of us. This is Tehillah Worship.
Let's stand in his honor tonight, everybody that can get on your feet. To him who sits on the throne and unto the Lamb. To the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We bless him tonight. Everybody lift your hands just for a moment. Come on. Let's lift it up to him right now.
To him who sits on
the
King of Kings and the Lord of Lords,
to him
Amen, amen, and amen. Again, it has been my pleasure to be your worship evening on this episode of Tehillah Worship. This is your host, Pastor Joffrey Hooks, and as always, I pray that this evening poured into you as you poured into others throughout the week, and that you will be empowered to go out and minister to somebody, go out and serve the people, go out and lift up the bloodstained banner of Jesus Christ. Go worship him this week. And worship him without fear. Worship him to no end. Worship him without fear, trepidation, doubt, or worry. Worship him because he is great and greatly to be praised. God bless you. Thank you for listening to Tehillah Worship. And I pray that you join me again on next week. You have a blessed week until then. God bless you. Love you in Jesus' name.
Your breath.